Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
So we read the Sunday's Gospel, not the Saturday's Gospel, because you don't get a Mass here on Sunday, so that's why. So the Gospel is the very famous story about the Lord healing the man who came down through the roof. So the tiles were removed, the friends collected them, the man, and put him through the tiles and lowered him to be healed. When Christ was asked at some point during the story, they were questioning him in their mind. They were asking, how do you have authority to forgive sins? Because he doesn't actually heal him initially. The first thing he does is he says to him, your sins are forgiven you. And so Christ answers with this statement, that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. I say to you, take up your bed and walk. So he says to them, I have power. You know, the whole point of the gospel today is to tell us about the power of God. That God has power, and specifically has power in my life. Because that's all that matters to us, that God has power in my life. Sometimes we sit there worrying about, does God have power on earth? And where is God in all the external circumstances? But all God is saying to this man who stands before him is, I have power in your life. And that's all that's necessary for me spiritually. And what he's saying, you know, today, during the gospel today, he declared his power. He said, so you can know that I have power to forgive sin, look at me, heal this person. So he's showing his power to heal, he's showing his power to forgive. And also what he's done is, he's made his power available to people, to humans. So he stands there before this man and he says to him, if you have faith, then my power is available to you, individually, to you specifically. That I have power, and that power is accessible to you. And only, unfortunately, only some people benefit from God's power. Only some people realize His power, and therefore have access to His power. There's this very, very powerful verse in Isaiah. Some of you may have heard of it, but I'll read it to you. It's really powerful. I heard a very powerful contemplation on it recently. It says, but Zion said, so Jerusalem said to the Lord, the Lord has forsaken me and my Lord has forgotten me. And then the Lord responds in this way, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. You know, that's an image there. He says, I've inscribed you on the palm of my hands. You know, in when this was written, what it means to inscribe someone on the palms of your hands? What it was a slave would inscribe his master's name into his hand to show that I am a slave to you. Anything you ask from me, I will give to you. All my power is at your will. And so the Lord is saying that I have inscribed you in the palm of my hand, that I have become a slave to you. All my power is available to you. You know, that's what that meaning, the meaning of that verse in Isaiah. It's a very powerful verse. It's a very reassuring verse, that the Lord has inscribed us into the palm of His hand, that we are so significant to Him that we are in the palm of His hand. And He says that I'll be a slave to you. I'll do anything for you. And He showed it on the cross. So He's not just saying things. He's saying that your name is there on my palm. So my power is accessible to you. And to me personally, and to me specifically. That is the message of the gospel. And that's why this man who stands before him, it's irrelevant to him that there was crowds around the Lord. That's all irrelevant. There was one who stood before the Lord asking for God's power in his life. So the message is, stand before the Lord and ask for His power in my life, and recognize His power in my life specifically. Okay, so then in what sense is God's power available to me? In what sense is it available to me specifically? The first thing he says to the man, when the man gets put in front of him, is he says, your sins are forgiven you. Okay? So the first thing accessible to me specifically is the power of forgiveness of my sins. That I have made many mistakes. I continue to make many mistakes. I have many weaknesses within myself. Yet, the power of forgiveness is given to me. And there's an assurance in that. There's a reality in that. And also, it's as if it's like a child running to his father, making the same mistake over and over again, running to his father with full assurance that God, my father, is going to accept me back. With full assurance that just because I lied and I lied and I lied and I lied, that my father will accept. As you know, as any of us who have kids, some of you don't have kids, but some of us have kids, that the child runs back making the same mistake over and over again. The child is 100% sure he's going to be accepted back. That is the power I have when I run back to God. It's a power. And people who recognize that power, they go back to God very quickly because they know they're going to be accepted. But some of us who, for some reason, we don't recognize that power, then we don't go back to God. And in fact, when we make a mistake, we stay away from Him for very long periods of time. We don't go back quickly. And that's why we should run back quickly. It's a sign of me recognizing that power if I run quickly to confession, if I run quickly back to God. The second thing, the second power that's accessible to me, that God has made available to me, is the power of answered prayers. You know, this man came in front of the Lord and he wanted to be healed. And he asked him specifically, Lord, would you heal me? And the friends asked the same request, would you heal this man who we put before you? And the Lord did it. The Lord did it. And this power of answered prayers is accessible to me. You know, there's some people, they know when they pray, God answers them. And in spite of all their mistakes, it's not that they think that they do nothing wrong. They just know that God answers them. It's a power. It's a power. They're not worried about anything because they know that if they pray, God will answer them. We have examples in history. For example, Pope Carolus. The man had power. He was a very meek person. He never spoke. In his nature, he was not a strong character. But what he was very powerful. That even the rulers of the nations would beg him for help. How did he have this power? He had the power because he understood the power of God. Some bishops, when they pray, it happens. You know, so many times that we send someone to a bishop with a request, the bishop just does the sign of the cross on them, walks off, has no idea who this person was, hardly listening to their request, and says, yeah, God will be with you, God will help you, God will do it for you. And then it happens exactly as that person requested. Miracles. These men have power, and because they have assurance in God. They're not worried, they're 100% sure that God has given them their power, His power. And so there's great power in that. And God has given it to us. He's made it accessible to me specifically, that I can be sure that my sins are forgiven. I can be sure of entering into heaven. You know, Abuna Tadros Malati, every time he does a talk, he's so positive. And I remember one time a question came to him and said, how can I do more to enter heaven? How can I be sure God's going to accept me? And always the way he answers is so positive. He says, God wants you in heaven. You're His son. It's His duty to get you into heaven. And so we can be sure that one, my sins are forgiven, and two, my prayers are answered. So then to finish then, to think through what is the requirement for my prayers to be answered and for my sins to be forgiven, and that I would have assurance of that, that I would be sure of that. Number one, you have to believe that you are forgiven. You have to believe it. Unfortunately, some of us don't believe it, or believe that God really accepts me back with my mistakes. But you have to believe it. And you have to believe that your prayer is answered. You have to have faith that your prayer is answered. If we believe in it, then He can grant us His power. You know, many times in the Gospels, the lesson is, if you don't believe, God cannot work with you. It's not that he wouldn't. It's not that he's just offended. It says that he could not work with them because of the hardness of their heart. And he wondered at their unbelief. He was amazed that they could not believe. And because of that, he could not work with them. So you really have to believe that he can work with you. You have to believe that he answers your prayers, that you are forgiven, and he will make his power accessible. In our world at the moment, we live in a faithless world. We live in a secular world that is trying to take away our faith. And across the world, it's very difficult to hold on to your faith outside in this world. But it is a requirement for me to be forgiven, for me to have my prayers answered. I have to believe. The second requirement, which is what the friends did for this man, is acts of love for one another. When you do acts of love for one another, God's power will be with you. God's power will be with you. Many times in the Gospels, there's a direct relationship between forgiveness of sins and loving other people. Even in today's Catholic epistle, the epistle is from St. Peter. And he says, love one another fervently, for love will cover a multitude of sins. So in spite of all my mistakes, if I love people, then my sins will be forgiven. That's what he says in the epistle today. And Christ is saying the same thing, that because these four friends brought this man to him, then his sins were forgiven. Not that he was healed, his sins were forgiven. So acts of love with one another covers my sins and the sins of the people around me. Also, it's the best way to have your prayers answered. And I say this particularly to the students. It's the best way to have your prayers answered is when you start to pray for one another. That you start to see that my friends are going through the same set of exams as me, the same stressors as me, the same problems as me, the same assignments. Instead of always praying for myself, pray for them. Pray for them. It's like a father watching two brothers or two siblings pray for each other. Ask, can I have a lolly for my sister? Can I have a drink for my brother? Then, of course, the father, in compassion, says, yeah, of course you can. Because you're not asking for yourself. So it's a sure way to get your prayers answered. So today, we see the power of God accessible to me in two ways. Number one, the assurance that my sins are forgiven. Number two, the assurance that my prayers are answered. Because he has inscribed me into the palm of his hand and he has made himself available to me as a slave. Number two, how do I access this power? Number one, that I have faith in his power in my life specifically. Number two, through acts of love for the people around me. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.